The big news in sports here in the state of Texas this week, the Aggies firing Jimbo Fisher and writing a $76 million check for him to walk away. An incredible buyout. And where did they go from here? Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of those influential Texas A&M boosters who helped write that big check and who will select the new coach. We say good morning to Big Jim Jack. Good morning.
Howdy. How is that? How are you guys doing? Howdy. That's what we say in Aggie land now, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, you got to say howdy. Yeah.
Howdy.
Well, how are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here on my big ranch that I bought out of the estate of T. Boone Pickens.
Oh, wow.
And I'm rubbing my hound dog Cleopatra behind the ears, looking off. Across the vast expanse of land that I've purchased from my ill-gotten gains fracking in suburbs, and wondering what the hell happened to my Aggies.
Oh, yeah. Man, sorry, Big Jim Jack.
I don't understand, George, how this came to pass. With a name like Jimbo and a national championship under his belt, what could go wrong?
That's right.
I don't know, but boy, it did. He just didn't win enough.
6 years. We gave him 6 years, and he never won the big game.
Yeah, I know.
And I always called him Possum.
Why's that?
Because he always rolled over and played dead on the road.
Yeah.
Just an utter failure. He did not rep the Aggie way. And I am an Aggie, as you know, through and through.
Yes.
I was a Yale leader at A&M.
Mm-hmm. What was the best part about that?
Putting your arm around a fellow Yale leader and grabbing your balls.
That was the best part?
In fact, I'm grabbing mine now while I'm talking to you.
Please don't.
Come on. Keep asking me questions about Jimbo and talk slower.
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, when I found out that we had to pay out the whole $75 million to that Jimbo, I damn near had a coronary.
I bet.
Almost as big as the one I had when Joe Biden and Kamala got elected.
All right, we're not going to talk politics. We're not going to do that.
I mean, now I've got to take time away from my fracking empire.
Yeah.
To get on LinkedIn and ZipRecruiter and try to find me a new head coach.
Oh, so you're in charge of this.
Oh, yeah. The boosters are in charge of everything, George. Me and a consortium of high-wealth individuals.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of names being tossed around out there. Why don't we bounce a couple off you? What do you think about Deion Sanders?
Well, I don't know about that one. We'll see. I mean, you know, Deion's just a little bit too flamboyant for my liking.
Okay.
Well, I guess he didn't win enough this year, too.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what about another name thrown out there, Mac Brown?
I don't want someone whose blood has ever run orange, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Fair enough.
Rolls out Mac.
Fair enough. What about somebody like Dan Lanning in Oregon?
Never heard of him. Listen. How about somebody like Jim Harbaugh? He cheats. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd leave Michigan, but I guess.
Whatever happened to Jason Garrett?
Well, he's working for NBC.
Oh, I forgot. Can't hire him because of that orange hair.
Orange, yeah.
He's out. I'm just flummoxed. That's all I am, is just flummoxed, I tell you. I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. And to be quite honest with you, and I don't like to say this very often, but I'm feeling a little depressed.
Oh, gosh.
Depressed. And I think the only thing that can cheer Big Jim Jack up is to poison the city's water supply to feel better. I love putting the devil in the well, George.
Whoa, no, don't do that.
I love all that fracking business.
No, don't do that.
You make lots of money doing that fracking business, George.
Well, that's good. Just do it responsibly.
Hey, gave you a whole country music career singing against the devil in the well.
Not much of a career, but thank you.
I just want everyone, all your viewers, to pray for Big Jim Jack today as he's having to pay out $75 million through back channels, of course.
Of course, yes.
Good morning.
Well, good luck. Good morning. There goes Big Jim Jack from Aggieland.
I don't feel that sorry for him.
No, I guess I don't either.